Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Ryan Schaap, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Gary.
Well, today I understand you have some information on using fungicides on our corn crop. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, if you're seeing a helicopter fly right now, they're probably putting on fungicides. We are really in that time frame here in Kansas where our corn producers need to be out scouting their fields and assessing whether they need a fungicide application. Several fields in eastern Kansas are now approaching that V10 to R1 development stage. So V10 counts the number of, you're basically counting leaves. R1 would be the silking process, so when that corn starts to send out the silk. And basically that just means we need to be out looking for at least three of our main funguses that we fight. So gray leaf spot, southern rust, and then common rust. Just quickly, how do you identify those three? Gray leaf spot is going to be identified by rectangular lesions on the leaf blade. So they'll actually be between leaf veins in there, but they're a tannish color unless we're in a rainy or foggy time period where they could turn a kind of a grayish color. Very distinct rectangular shaped lesions on the leaf. Southern rust and common rust are fairly similar. Southern rust actually blows in from Texas, so we'll start getting reports on that. We probably won't see southern rust until mid-July here in Kansas, but both of them kind of have this orange spores that are on the leaf surface. So common rust is on both sides of the leaves. Southern rust would just be found on the upper or the upside top of the leaf. If you're going to go out and scout your fields and you think you might have some rust, I don't encourage you to wear a white shirt unless you want it to be a burnt orange color. I get asked all the time, should we be applying a fungicide? And when should we do it? So let's talk about when first. Definitely that VT, so the tasseling stage through silking, is probably the best time to be applying a fungicide, especially for gray leaf spot control. Single application earlier, or if you put a fungicide on with your last herbicide treatment, it's probably not going to last long enough to give you good control. So we're that VT to R1 stage really is kind of the prime time to be spraying that. So right about now for most of our fields. If we do it at R1, you know, so as we start to see silks, it might give us a little bit of help to the southern rust that might be coming in mid-July. Might still have to apply another fungicide for southern rust if it gets bad enough and the conditions are right. So something that will help you answer whether or not you need to is just going out and to kind of assess your fields. But knowing your, you know, there's some different factors, I guess I just want to mention. How susceptible is your corn hybrid this year? You can get that information from most of your seed companies. They can kind of tell you how susceptible that variety was. What about your previous crop? So gray leaf spot only resides or stays in corn residue. So if you're going like back-to-back years with corn, that's probably when we're going to see more of that gray leaf spot pressure at. But what about weather? You know, right now we've been blessed with some rain. Humidity is unfortunate, but that's kind of comes with the territory. But rain and humid weather is favorable for funguses. So I would expect us to have some issues this year. Field history, you know, kind of goes back to previous crop, but last time you planted corn in that spot, did you have any issues? You know, another thing is, are we on the river bottom? Are we kind of around some trees, you know, where those leaves just can't dry out, so we're going to have more fungal issues? You know, at this point, if you've been out and kind of assessing your fields and scouting, and you don't see a whole lot of disease pressure, or maybe it's not there at all, hold off. You know, don't make a fungicide application at this point. Keep monitoring those fields and scouting them. Maybe as we get into silking, you'll start to see again where it's needed, but that also might help with that southern rust that's coming on in mid-July. So I guess just keep monitoring your fields. You guys know what's going on. And if you guys have any questions, you guys can give me a call at the office at 785-448-6826.
All right. Thank you very much, Ryan. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.